of the two dogs, and my cat, she died in just the first week of the Easter holidays there. She was 23.
Oh, she's just aged.
Very old. We were going to Westport, to Lewisburg for the week, to take my dad away. And mummy and daddy left in the car, and me and my sister were going to take her car and go. My sister was late, and the cat hadn't been too well, and taken her to the vet, and he'd given her a drip, but she was still acting really funny. And I'm standing in the kitchen waiting for my sister, and the next thing, the blood was like, it was like a horror movie. Oh, blood no. coming out of her, and I just started, because I knew the minute I saw the blood, it was the end of her. No. Just knew it, screaming, absolutely screaming. Start phoning my sister, because she was going to have to take us to the vet. And it was a Sunday, so we had to get to the emergency vets, which is way up East Belfast. I'm North Belfast, and it's way up East Belfast. And I knew no taxi was going to take us with a cat vomiting blood. So I'm phoning, she's not answering, because she knows, she thinks I'm late, and she's phoning to go where I was. So I'm phoning her husband. You know, he finally answers, and I'm screaming. He's going, oh my God, what's wrong? I was going, just tell her not to start back, and just get out of the car and get down. Screaming, absolutely screaming. Got to the vets. And the vet was like, I don't know what your own vet has been telling you, but this animal's very ill. And I was going, he was saying she was looking good for her age, and he was like, she's so thin. And I was going, well, she never was a big fat cat, because she only had three legs, so she used a lot of energy up. She was only born with three. She was the rump to litter, nobody wanted her, and I went, well, I'll have her.
Yeah.
And 23 years later,
you still had her.
And it's actually my mum's best friend, whose daughter wants to get married in Italy. They was one of their kittens.
Oh, right.
He had said, you know, we're going to have to put her down. And I was like, I know. And I was going, because I would never have an animal in pain, because I'd had to put down a dog before, and it was horrendous. But I wasn't going to have one of my beloved animals in any kind of pain. And I wasn't also prepared to go to Westport and leave her if she wasn't put down, because I'd loved her for 23 years and what just abandoned her in her death to go to Westport. So I phoned my mum and dad, and they were like, do you want us to come back? We're only at Enniskillen. And I said, no, you go on. We'll come down the next day, because I had said to the vet, I want another day with her. So I brought her home. And we had a cuddle, and I think she kind of was like, you know, just let me go, I've had enough, you know. I'm sore and I'm tired, what, no more. So we had her put down, and my mum's friend came with me. I was in a terrible state, screaming and crying like a banshee, and it was like the whole vets were so upset afterwards. And Mary had gone on the way up to the house and gone up to the Abbey Centre and got a really nice stiff cardboard box with cats on it. We put her in the blanket, or in the towel, and put her in, and she's buried in the back garden beside her beloved Django, the dog that we had when she was only a tiny wee kitten. So the two of them were underneath the rose bush, and it was like it had to be done that way. So we went to Westport then a couple of days later, but it was kind of like I didn't have a chance to mourn, because I didn't want my dad to see that I was upset about being away and the cat. So it wasn't until we got home, and then I was home a day, and then I was way off on a field trip
to
Port Ferry for the marine ecology one. So then it was way off for another week. Didn't have time to think about it then. It wasn't until I got home and I was like, she's not lying on my bed. You know, because I would come in,
missed her.
And she'd come running, and she'd be like, because she used to talk to you all the time. She'd be like, and you'd go, is that right? And she'd like talk to you. And I was convinced she could say, I'd be like, that's her saying. But it wasn't until then. It was kind of, and the dogs, my mum and dad had taken one of them, and we were taking the other one. So one dog completely missed out. Whereas I had always been told, if an animal dies, let its other animals in the house see it dead. Because if you don't, it'll go looking for it, and it'll be like, where's the cat? So Bonnie, who's a Springer and has the brain the size of a peanut, thick as treacle, that dog, but she got really upset. You know, I would go now to her, where's the pussycat? You know, and she'll just look at me and look out to the garden, because she lay on her grave for a week. You know, and the other one was like, what's going on? Because he never really bothered with the cat anyway. So he was very, so I was like, you know, and that's kind of behaviour, and I'm interested.